Okay, then maybe we will just come to the point of the maybe now the developing the attitude that the Tathagata are the holy beings, okay? The Buddha are the holy beings, okay? Now, Tathagata are the holy beings means the Buddha as the holy beings, because Dharma is the discovered by the Buddha. So what you have to do is that, whenever you study the Dharma, first of all, attitude as the thinking the Buddha as the holy being. That, okay, then that attitude, okay? Now, the what we have to do is that, because once we started to think as the Buddha as the holy being, there's a true purpose of the thinking of the Buddha as the holy being, okay? Now, the holy beings means a Buddha is that in the Buddhism, what you have to understand mean the what the proper meaning of the holy, okay? Holy does not mean that who can create anything, okay, in Buddhism. Holy does not mean that the who can create anything, okay, in Buddhism. Buddhism in the holy, it means the which who knows the exactly right path. So it's a holy. So whenever the ancient Tibetan practitioner, when they listening from the Indian master, I think they missed so much, but still they got the what they got is the right point, okay? So that's why now the one thing is the most important thing is that these also few points you have to know before the listening the Dharma, okay? Now here the one more thing is that you have to understand the qualities of the Dharma teacher and the Dharma students. They're the two things that you have to know. Now the qualities means in the Mahayana teacher, the teacher should have the 10 qualities, okay? Every Mahayana teacher, 10 qualities means maybe, so every student have a few qualities. For the Mahayana Dharma students should have a few qualities. Needs 10 qualities. So teacher should have the 10 qualities. Okay, actually they are the 10 qualities in the Mahayana teacher. The first quality is in the Mahayana teacher quality is the compassion. Second quality is the Mahayana teacher should have the knowledge on the proper knowledge of the Buddhism. There is a two type of the knowledge in the Buddhism. Once through the you gain the knowledge through your experience, and so once knowledge you have gained through the theoretically. Mahayana teacher should have the both knowledge. Knowledge through the experience, yes. And the knowledge through the theoretical knowledge. Mahayana teacher should have the both type of the knowledge. There are the few knowledge that you will get through the theoretically, but Mahayana teacher should have a knowledge of the Buddhism, theoretical knowledge and experience knowledge. These two are very important. So theoretically knowledge means that you can, when you go to the college and so many lectures, okay, when you go to the college and the schools, maybe their professors, when they give the lectures, these sorts of lectures are what we call the theoretically knowledge, okay? Theoretically knowledge you will get, yeah? Now the theoretical knowledge, okay, that's the theoretical knowledge. So that's what true. So Mahayana teacher should have these two knowledges, okay? Now the third quality is the Mahayana teacher should have the strong morality or ethic practice, okay? That's the main point of the Mahayana teacher. So once these three qualities, the most important quality of the Mahayana teacher should be the morality or ethic, okay? So now the one thing that for the Mahayana student, most important thing is analysis, okay? That's a very important point. First, to become the Mahayana student, you should have to keep the mind as a very analytical and a skeptical mind. That's a very important point. For the Mahayana student, the most important thing is that you should have the very analytical way. The analysis is very important. Your mind should be more skeptical mind, okay? Skeptical. Become the Mahayana student, okay? So the Vietnamese, right now what I see is you are not very skeptical mind. You will believe that someone have said very easily. That's the motto, right, to become the Mahayana student. So when you look at the sutra, Buddha's text, Buddha says a lot of the discussions with his students. Whenever he give the teaching, his students never accepted the Buddha very easily. They ask so many questions to the Buddha. So that's why to Mahayana students, first quality is the base on the analysis. Analysis is very important, which should be a very skeptical mind. Now the skeptical mind says, once you have the more skeptical mind, then you can learn more. Once you are not skeptical, then you won't learn that much. Okay, now I will come to, because suppose the example, I will give you the very simple example. Because in the science, you will find the more truths. Because science will do the more analysis and more experiment. So in the Mahayana Dharma, it's the same way. You have to do the more experiment, more analysis, then you will find the more reality or truth. Okay, so this is the qualities of the Mahayana student. That's the most important quality, so they become the Mahayana student. Okay, now the second thing is the Mahayana students have the thing. Now here, that one more thing that you have to understand, that while you are the learning the Dharma, the purpose of the learning the Dharma, that's you have to keep in your mind before the studying the Dharma. So that's why what I saw with your while maybe the purpose of the mainly purpose of the Dharma is the to eliminate the your own negative thoughts. That's the main important point of the studying the Dharma, okay, practicing the Dharma. Propose the Dharma or practicing Dharma is when you succeed to eliminate the all of the your negative thoughts, then you will feel the more happy, more joyful, okay? Life will be more joyful and more happy, okay? That is the Dharma's, the main purpose is to eliminate the self-negative thoughts, or the wrong thinking ideas. Because, yeah, so that's why I used to say the one thing, when your mind is a calm, when your mind is a peace, then you will feel everything is perfect. When your mind is disturbed, when you are not feeling the inside the peace, then you will feel everything is not perfect. Then they will suspicious more. Then you will come, the fear will come, everything will arrive. Now the days are, up till here you have understand everything, isn't it? Now the later on, that the most important thing is that later on of studying the Buddhism, maybe I will think later on you should have the group discussion. That's very important to go through the so many of the discussions. Means group discussion means later on you are practicing, then you have to know the share the experience of the other, then you can understand the much better of the Buddhism, okay? Right now the in the Vietnam you feel that Buddhism means practicing the Buddhism and going through the some of the Lama's teaching, just getting the initiation. Even you understand or even you don't understand, and you feel that you have done a sun of some Buddhism practice, that's not a right, okay? Not a right Buddhism practice. Do you remember that I think I told you when I was in Ho Chi Minh that you will not, when I was giving the initiation, I told you that at that time the whatever I sing in the Tibetan, you won't understand anything. Even I sing that song or even I say the Tibetan prayers, you will understand nothing. Yeah. So I told you that even so, and when I say that when we do the prayers, you will not understand anything what I am saying when I do the prayers in the Tibetan, whether you will know that I am singing or whether I am doing the prayers. So that's why the understanding of the Buddhism is very important. Before understanding the Buddhism, you have to learn the Buddhism. So that's why the way of the learning is that first you have to listen to your master, asking the question, discussion. These ones are very important to understand the Buddhism, because Buddhism is a very deep subject, okay? Now of here, the now first here in the Lamrim, it will talk about the first, now day four, you Fong. Now I will go from the day four. Okay? Day four, now here it starts from the now the preparatory rites, the preparatory practices, okay, in Lamrim, preparatory practices. Okay, now preparatory practices in the Vietnam, what I saw in the sometime in the northern Vietnam, preparatory practices that you feel that's one lakh of the doing the prostration, 100,000 of the chanting the mantra, they feel that that is the preparation rites or the preparatory practices. It is not exactly like that, okay? In the North Vietnam, you feel like that. Because this is just one lakh of the doing the prostration means that your thought will come on the numbers. When I say you have to chant the mantra for the 1 lakh, your thought will focus on the, only on the numbers. In the Lamrim practices, they are the 6 preparatory practices, okay? They are the 6 points, okay? So first, I would like to ask you that, do you have this book over the, my listeners, you have that book, The Liberation in the Palm in your hand. So now you can look at the day 4. Day 4, you can see that the preparatory rites, okay? Day 4, you will see that the number, the first rites, or the first is that the cleaning the your room and the arranging the symbols of the enlightened body, speech and mind. Can you see that? Now the you simplings, now that these are the, you will look the very simple, but that's a very important point, okay? Because in the Vietnam, you will put in the altar, you will put into everything in the altar. Now you have to know the how, what you have to put first in the altar and the second in the altar. In the Vietnam, you will put the every your ancestor photo in the altar. But it's a fine, but you have to know the how to do, how to you have to put. Now the altar first, cleaning the your room, okay? Cleaning the your room, also you have cleaning the your room, it's just like that. They are the way of the cleaning the house, okay? You have to understand. So because these practices, these practices you have to start, because these are the basic practices, okay? Basic practices means when you have to do any practices, first what you have to do is you have to gain the merits. You have to accumulate the merits. To accumulate the gain the merits, you have to go through these 6 basic practices, okay? Okay, now the one more question that I will ask you, that when in the altar, where you should keep the book and the Buddha statue, which should you keep top, Buddha statue or book? Yeah, I mean the Buddhism book, okay? Yeah. Now for here, now you will understand that, yeah, here it says that arrange the symbol of the enlightened body, speech and mind, okay? Now you will see the symbol of the Buddha is a statue, symbol of the Buddha speech is the Buddha's Dharma books, okay? Symbol of the mind is a stupa. Whenever you come the Buddhism book should be kept above of the Buddha statue, okay? Because Buddha word is a more important than the Buddha, because Buddha word is a more important. In the Vietnam, what you do is some altar, you will make a very you will act, you will buy the so many things on the altar. So I think more important is if you buy the more Buddhism book, that will be more good, okay? Because Buddha word is more important than Buddha. So that's why now the when you arrange this on in the altar, now it's talking that arrange your altar. First of all, that you have to keep the Buddha's photo or whatever below the Buddha's Dharma book, okay? You have to keep the Dharma books above. All above is a Dharma book. Then Buddha statue or photo, okay? Now the among the every photos or the photos of the deity or protector, Buddha's photo should be the highest, okay? That's very important, okay? Then you can below that, then you can put the all your ancestors' photo, okay? Below that, okay? Okay, because in the Vietnam, I think you have to have the one, make the one altar for the your ancestor, yeah? So then you can put the all your ancestors' photo below of the Buddha's statue or Buddha's photo, okay? Most important thing is the Buddha's photo. Keeping the Buddha's photo is reminding you the his vote. That's why you have to keep the Buddha's photo. So Buddha's photo, keeping the Buddha's photo, okay? Now the before that, what were the basic practice is cleaning the your house, okay? Cleaning the your house, when you start to do the morning, from morning, what you have to do, you have to clean the your house. Now you have to know that what you have to think when you start to clean your house. From there, the every practice starts. Okay? Now the Buddhist practitioner don't have to do the very different things, but they have to do the things differently. Buddhist practitioner don't have to do the very different things. Buddhist practitioner have to do the things differently. For the, if you look at the Buddhist, when you started the Buddhist practice, even when you have to clean the house, you have to clean the house very differently. The way of the thinking should be very different, okay? People, that whenever you start the cleaning in the your house, you have to strongly think that you are cleaning the your dust of the your own negative thoughts, okay? You don't think that these also ordinary things, ordinary dust. You have to think that these dust are the your own negative thoughts, or negative thought like a hatred, attachment and anger, like these negative thoughts you are cleaning, okay? You have to think that way, okay? Now that's why now you have to think very different. Now when you clean the house, when you are cleaning the your house, you have to think that the, you are the, just cleaning the all of the your negative thoughts, okay? So even when you clean your house, even you are using the vacuum cleaner or whatever, you have to think that the, you are cleaning the all of the your negative thoughts, because thinking that way you will accumulate the very strong merits, okay? So in this book Liberation in the Palm, you will see the story of the one of the bhikshu who was very very stupid at the time. After the doing the this cleaning all the temples, then he will become very intelligent. I think you can see that story in Liberation in the Palm, so I will not tell that story. Now that these ones are just like every practice is just like that. Now we have the building the house in the me, we have to go through the very rude label. So these are the very rude label foundation, okay? Yeah, rude label, okay? Building the house, a very rude label. So rude label is just like that. The first every practice, you have to go through the accumulate the merits. So this is the one way of the accumulating the merits, okay? So that's why now the second point is now that you can see that the symbols of the Buddha, enlightened body and the speech and the mind. So you have to keep in the for the every practitioner, it is good if you can keep the photo of the Buddha and the Buddhism book, and then maybe the symbol of the mind can be the stupa, okay? Small stupa. Among these three, most important thing is the Buddhism book, okay? That's a very important. Among the, you, even you don't have the Buddha's photo, fine. Even you don't have the stupa, fine. But for the Buddhism practitioner or the, for the learning the Buddhism, the book is a very important. So that's why it's a symbol of the Buddha's speech, okay? That is the most important thing. So here now you can see that the, while the cleaning the house, maybe you can see that's one of the prayers. Can you see that on there? Here the dirt is the attachment, not the dirt. Can you see that? There's one prayer. The dirt is the attachment, not the dirt. Dirt is name of the attachment, not the dirt. Scholar reject the kind of the dirt. Yeah. They follow the Sugata's teaching. That's why now that these also you have to follow it. Whenever you have to clean the house, you can say that prayer. Okay, say that prayer from the mouth is saying is not very important. But the, in your mind, you have to think that the, now you are the cleaning the dirts of the your all the negative thoughts like the attachment and the angers all from the your heart or all from your mind. Because you have to do the housework. Whether you want or whether you don't want, you have to do it. Now the, here it's telling you the, how you can do the houseworks with the Dharma way. So many people used to tell me that so many, they don't have a time to the practice. Because they are not knowing the, how to do the practice. So they feel that, that they don't have the time to do the practice. Even you are the cleaning the your house, even you are doing the other housework, even at that time you can also practice. You can have the Dharma practice. Even if you listen the music, if you know the, how to practice, you can practice while listening the music. Even the watching the movie, every you can practice. If you know the how to practice, you can practice the Dharma. The very simple way of the practicing the, when you are listening the music, you can just look at the impermanence of this music. When you play the music, you can see the how the it's just you can see the impermanence of the music. When you listen the 1 or 2 minutes, you will see the how the first part of the music, I mean the lyrics will finish, then the another lyrics will start. It all shows the impermanent, how it's times goes fast. So that's why in the test Buddha have always talked about the impermanent, giving the example of the sound. So if you look at the word, if you look at the sound, you will see the very clearly the how the every object is impermanent. So now the one thing is that the even now, well, my point is that the even if you're doing the housework, you can do the Dharma way of the housework. You can even in the practice doing the housework. But now from now on, again, yeah, now you don't think that way, okay? Now you can do the houseworks as a very Dharma way. So don't overdo the housework, okay? You can't, even every housework you can do the very Dharma way, even there is the Dharma practice, but overwork doing the housework is not necessary. Thinking that you are doing the Dharma, okay? Thinking that you are doing the Dharma, and if you do the overwork, the housework, then it's not necessary, okay? Because they are telling about the practicing of the cleaning the housework. Because whenever morning we start, what will we do in the housework? It will start from the housework, the cleaning the your house. Now they want to, now from there, now you they are from the textbook or the from here Buddhism, we are teaching to how to combine the practice from this very early morning. Because the early morning, the your housework will be the cleaning the house, that will be. So that's why from there you have to start the Dharma practice. For the stupid person, Dharma practice is only in the temple. When they go to the temple, they think the Dharma practice should go to the temple. That's for the stupid person. So some person, Dharma practice is just reading the some books or the some, I mean, the prayers. They will think that if they don't read the prayers, then the bad luck will come. So that's why they are reading. That's not a Dharma practice at all. There is one Lama. He went to the one school for the very small children. Okay. One Lama went to the very one school. Okay. At the school, the Lama was giving the teaching about the, I mean, the Buddhism. Okay. So they are the very, very small children. Okay. Very small children. And so one small children ever told the Lama that now you are talking very high. So I can't understand it. So can you just talk at the very low level of the practicing the Buddhism? So that's all. Lama have told the small children that, okay, now I will tell you the how the Buddhism practice should be. Very simple way. Okay. Now the Lama have told the small children and Lama have just give that one example. The Lama have said, just look, okay. Now there is a 30 small children like you. Okay. There's a 30 small children like you. One day, these all 30 small children went to the one top of the mountain. They worked very hard, and they walked, and even they didn't get the food and they didn't get the water. They worked very hard whole day. Okay. Lama has tell the story. Okay. Okay. Now the Lama have told them that at that day, the 30 small children came back from the mountain. They all got the very tight. Okay. Very tight. They came back, and 29 children went to the bed. Okay. They went to the bed because they feel very tight. Then Lama told, there is one small kid. He was very tight. Also very hungry, very thirsty, but he had not went to the bath. He just went the little bit side of the room. He just started to say all the prayers, daily prayers. So Lama told, that is the real way of the practicing the Buddhism Dharma. That's the real way of the practicing the Dharma. So after the few days, Lama again came to that school. Then at that time, Lama told that these small children said, now do you remember what is the best way of the practicing the Dharma? So there's one small kid raised his arm and told the Lama that now I found the one better way of the practicing the Dharma. Better way than your way. Lama's your way than practicing the Dharma. So Lama was quite curious and shocked and said, how? He asked the how. So that the small kid have said that, now example, there's a 30 Lama like you went to the top of the mountain. You all worked very hard. You all not got the food. You all are very thirsty. Now you all came back. Okay. Now you all came back from the mountain. Okay. So there's a end of night. They feel very tired. But the 29 of the Lama have just thought that they have not done their daily prayer. They are just doing their daily prayers. Okay, saying the prayers. 29 of the Lama. Okay, there's one Lama. He thought that I'm very tired. I'm thirsty. So he just went to the sleep without doing any his daily prayers. Okay, that is the real best way of the practicing the Dharma. The small kid have told the Lama. Small kid is a very right. Because we are doing our daily prayers. Because we are thinking too much of the self. You're thinking that if I don't do it, I will born in the hell. I will have the bad luck. You're thinking too much of the yourself. That's not a proper Dharma you are doing. Yeah, there's so much of the complaint is coming that now world is becoming more and more selfish self. Now, even if you practice in the Dharma, you are becoming a more and more selfish Dharma practitioner. That's not the right way, okay? Yeah, so now I will come back to my point. There are so many people feels the Dharma practicing is just like saying the daily prayer. Like the Lama, if Lama told the kids, the student, one kid going to the room side doing the daily prayers, that he thought that is a Dharma practice. So many people will think that is the Dharma practice. That's not right. Now, what you have to do is that now here that now the from the Dharma practice, everything, housework or whatever you're doing, even you can combine with the Dharma practice. So that's why here talks about the for morning you are cleaning your house, even that can be combined with the Dharma practice. So that's why now I will ask the one question: do you have a time for your housework? Do you have a time for your office work? Then you have enough time for the practice of the Dharma. there the Lamrim monster saying that even the your households can give combined with the Dharma practice. So sad thing is at the Lamrim time there is no IT company or this company work. So even so they have not mentioned in Lamrim how you can combine the company work and the office work with the Dharma practice. Because at the Dharma Lamrim time there is no office work. It's written by 1,000 years back. So that I can combine, okay? I will tell you the how you can combine the Dharma practice with the office work. So that's why here you can look at a very simple way from the house cleaning. House cleaning is a very simple housework. But even that can be combined with the Dharma practice. Then then you can combine the every your work with the Dharma, okay? Then combine with the Dharma practice. Okay, now even the cleaning the your house. So that's why first if Lamrim may talk that the, even the your cleaning the your house, you can combine with the Dharma practice. Because the, whatever you are the housework we will do, it can transform into Dharma practice. Only it depends on the how you think. That's the most important thing. That's why if you know the how you can transform the housework into Dharma, then you can have enough time to do the practice of Dharma. If you don't understand the Dharma, then you will feel that you don't have time for the Dharma practice. So in the Tibetan, we have a one saying, if you don't know the Dharma way of the Dharma practicing, even you sit in the high top of the mountain, it's just a suffering. If you know the way of the practicing the Dharma, even in the hectic street, you will obtain the Buddhahood. Even in the very busy street or a busy life, you can obtain the Buddhahood. If you know the Dharma practicing, way of the Dharma practice. Okay, now tell me which is the busiest street in the Ho Chi Minh City. Okay, if you know the Dharma practice, you should know how to do the Dharma practice properly. You can obtain the Buddhahood that in street. There's no problem. If you don't know the Dharma practice properly, even if you go to the Bodh Gaya, where the Buddha have obtained the enlightenment, you won't get the enlightenment. Okay, even if you go there. So it's the only the matter. It's the only the matter of the knowing how to practice the Dharma. So you will understand it now. So here, that's why Lamrim is combined with the practice. Very simple. First, you thought it is a very strange talking about the cleaning the house. But here it's a deep message that it's showing that the every of the our work can be transformed into the Dharma practice. It's giving the deep message for us. Now, up till now, you have cleaned your house and you have done so many things, but you have not known the way of the how you can combine with the Dharma. So from the now on, you have to combine with the Dharma practice. All this, okay, cleaning the house, okay? Now you can see the second point. Second point, you can see that the second preparatory rites is obtaining the offerings without deceit and arranging them beautifully. Can you see that? Now the second, yeah. Now in the Vietnam, I think you offer with the incense, isn't it? Incense or Vietnam incense or the water bowl. Do you offer the water bowl or what? Yeah, whatever you offer, fine. Okay, Vietnam incense are very strong. I think sometimes it make me a little bit of the allergy. Now the offering, now here you have to understand the proper the offering, okay? Proper offering is a mentality. Mentally you have to offer, okay? Even if you offer the incense, fine. Water bowl, fine. Most important thing is you have to offer from your mentally offering, okay? There is one story goes of the Kadamba master, very famous story in Tibetan Lamrim tradition. There's a very famous story. So there is one Kadamba master, he was staying in the one small hermit in the top of the mountain, okay? So that's why one day he have got the message that his sponsor and the friends and so many people are visiting his hermit, okay? Please, he got the one message. So that's why now what he have done is then he started to clean the whole of his altar, okay? Altar, and then he arranged the Buddha's statue and the scripture very nicely. Then he have give the offerings front of the Buddha statue. He make it clean and very nicely, everything very nice. What then he just look back and he's then now the, then he just look at look back why he have done so much thing like this, why he done of clean the all the altars, why he offered the Buddha statue with the all this the offerings, why he have done. He just look back on his action, because he just offered all this offering, he cleaned the altar. He know that with not with the devotion, not with the faith, he want to just show the his sponsor and the friends that he is doing very nicely. So he thought that my intention is very wrong. So he just went outside and he just get some dust and threw the dust and the sand all over the altar. So this is my favorite story, one of my favorite true story. Okay, I like that story very much since I was very young. So that's why whenever you arrange the altar or whenever you do the prayers, don't look at the other, okay? How the others do, how the other arrange the altar, okay? Don't look at others, okay? With your own faith and the devotion, just do. So that's why here it's saying that the offering, okay? So that's why in Tibetan tradition, I think you have, so we will offer the butter lamb. So before I used to offer the butter lamb on the altar. So one occasion it burned the one of the my book, the butter lamb, one page of my book. Then I stopped offering the butter lamb, because the offering is a butter lamb offering is it's a more giving the hurt to me. It's a more unreasonable. As I told you before, Buddhist practitioner should be very reasonable. Whatever you're very skeptical. Buddha have not asked to offer the butter lamb. He have not asked to offer the water. Most important important thing is the mentally offering is more important. Physically offering butter lamb sometimes it can hurt. So that's why now you can see that here your second point, obtaining the offerings without deceit and arranging them the beautifully. Now one more thing on the second point, I would like to ask you that when you offer some offering like incense or water bowl or a fruit on the altar, what do you pray? That's one important thing. Maybe I know that you will pray for that I should have a more job, I should have a better job, I should have a more earning, or I should have like this and this and this, then you will pray for that. Yeah, that's you are not praying, you are complaining to the Buddha. Okay, now I'm not telling you that you should not pray, I'm not telling that you should pray, but you know how the Dharma practitioner way of the prayer. Even if you are seeking for the better job, you have to think that may the all of the sentient beings should have a better job. You have to pray that not only for the you, all of the sentient beings should have the better job. If you are praying for the one cup of the coffee, you have to pray for the may the all of the sentient beings should get the one cup of the coffee. That way you pray. Okay, once you pray that way, you will accumulate the more merit. When you accumulate the more merits, it will increase your more luck. Then it is possible to come to your prayers true. Now from now on you have to change the way of the praying. Okay, if you before you might be asking for the only for the yourself, now you have to ask for the all of the sentient beings. Okay, all of the human. Okay, when before you might be asking for the happiness for the self, now you have to ask the happiness for the all of the sentient beings, all of the humans. Okay, now even if you cannot ask for the whole of the sentient beings happiness, at least you can ask for the happiness for the all of the your family members. Okay, so maybe I will stop here. So I will leave the few minutes for the question answer session. Okay,
Rinpoche, in Hanoi, they asked a question. They want to know more about the 10 qualities Dharma master.
That maybe right now I didn't get in the English version. Okay, so I will get in the next time and I will explain it, the 10 qualities of the minor teacher. Okay, I will get that in the next time. Okay, yeah. I didn't get it right now in the English version. If you don't have the question, that means the two things. Okay, it means that you have understand the perfectly you have understand. Second thing is that you have understand nothing, but I don't know that which one is you.
Yeah, last time you told me that you will tell everybody about the mantra to chant before the teaching.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Yeah. I want to ask you, teacher, the best way to remember in our day, every single minute to combine the Dharma teaching. I want to ask you to you teach us the best way. The first, this all you can combine the every single minute in the Dharma practice. But first of all, that you have to go through it step by step. Okay. The first step is from now on, tomorrow, whenever you clean the house, you have to think that you are not only the cleaning the ordinary dirt. You are cleaning your mentally dirt, okay, anger and the jealousy or all these negative thoughts. Okay, you have to think that way. Okay, from now on. Okay, that you have to go through the step by step. Okay, first step you do it, then it will become more and more easy. Okay, if the first step you do it, okay, then I will give you the second step, third step. Then one day you can make the every single of the your work with can combine with the Dharma practice, then it won't be difficult. Okay, lung means such a pattern work, it's an oral transmission. Okay, oral transmission. Okay, so it means that whatever I hear is the lung means. So when we repeat the when I give the oral transmission, you have to repeat once or twice. That's a fine. You don't have to repeat again and again that the oral transmission. Once you have to do it again and again, it will be much better if you understand it. Okay, again and again, so many times when you do it, it will be much better if you understand. So that's why that once you are doing something that you are repeating which you are not understanding and not knowing the properly, it called a blind imitation. Blind imitation is the most dangerous thing. So blind imitation. There is one story. There is ancient time. There is one man. He was starving. He had no food for the starving. So that night, he had blessed with the Kuan Yin Buddha. So he was had one dream. He has a dream and he have dream. And he just said that in dream that one monk came to the, in his dream, the Buddha came and the Buddha told that tomorrow I will give you the one full bag of the rice. So what I've done is the Buddha have told him that, okay, then the one bag, but tomorrow that one monk will come in your house. Okay, when the one monk comes in your house, you have to do the just hit the stick on the monk's head. Okay, the stick on the monk's head, that monk will be transformed into the full of the rice bag. Okay, one full of the rice. So that's why now the one thing is that, so that's why the end the tomorrow morning when he wake up, so he thought he had a very strange dream, but his dream came very true. So there's one monk enter in his house. So what happened is that he just hit the monk with the stick. That monk have transformed into the full bag of the rice. So he his neighbor saw that, okay, his neighbor saw that he was hitting the stick on the monk's head and monks transform into the rice bag. His neighbor saw that. So his neighbor thought that, oh, if he hit the stick on the monk's head, that every monks will be transformed into the rice bag. So that's why this is just a story, okay? Story. So it means that the blind imitation is a dangerous thing. Once you are not knowing anything and you repeat it again and again, it can be dangerous. The oral transmission, you have to not repeat it again and once or twice. That's all. You can see this one important question. You can see that I think Jeet's right. If you're seeing practice for mind and soul, it will become very lazy. How we can do this? Sometimes can we force ourselves as the Lama is not going to sleep and we don't even. Okay, just one thing. Okay, now there's so many questions. I will pick up the few more important questions. Okay. Okay, when we walk and feel straight, we can combine the Dharma to the walk at company. However, we will still feel stressful. How should we do? Please advise. Okay, I will come with that. Okay. When we walk and stress, if we combine Dharma to the walk and company, we will feel stressful. How should we do? First of all, that when you are the walking time, you will get the stressful. It's only very much of the your way of the thinking. Okay. Way of the thinking. Because first of all, that when you are in the walking time, when you think that the one very good point is the and a very positive point is what you have think that when the walking time, what you have to think, you have a walk. There are the thousands or the millions of people, they are the jobless. They don't have any job. You are lucky that you have a job. So there are so many people, they don't have the job. You are getting the job itself is very lucky that you have the job. Now you can see there's so many in the many countries there, you can see there's so many peoples there now, they have become the jobless. Second point is that you are becoming the stressful. You are forcing on the too much of the yourself. When you force too much of the yourself, then you will become more stressful. So the Dharma practice is not like that. The Dharma practice, when you are the very stressful, the main important thing is what you have to do is just when you're the stressful, what you are doing, you are thinking too much of the self. I have to do this. I have to do this. I. You are thinking too much of the I. Then it's become more stressful. So now what you have to do is then what you have to think is that while you are doing this job, may my job help the other persons. May my help job the other person and the benefit the others. You have to think that way. If you walk from thinking that way, you will be less stressed. Your boss will be more happy. Second thing is that also that's a Dharma. When you're thinking of the others, that's also Dharma. You will have three things. You will have less stress, more Dharma practice, and the boss will be more happy. So once you have the office job, and then you will don't compare with the others. Okay, when you are having the office job, you don't compare with the others, thinking that he or she has don't walk like that. Why I have to walk like? Then you are compare yourself with others too much. Then you will feel more stress. Okay? Just the one more thing is that when you have a job, when you have the too much of the job, then once you get the more stress, then you will see that job as a very difficult. When you have the less stress, even you are having the so much of the lots of the work, but you will feel a little bit of the easy deal with this job. So in the lots of the job in the office work, first most important thing, the job management. First you have to think slowly that the which job should be do first and which job should be do the second. Then systemly you have to do systematically. When you try to do the everything all together, then it will be more difficult. So that's why in the Buddhism practice, what we are saying, even I didn't become the Buddha in this life, I will try to become the Buddha in the next life. Even I didn't become Buddha in the next life, I will try for the after that life, I will try to become the Buddha. We will sing that. Then give us the more patience and more courage. So like that, when you think of the job, if I can't finish it today, maybe I will finish it tomorrow. Or you have to think that way, okay? It will give you more patience, more courage. But again, don't misunderstand this point, okay? Not doing today and don't think that I will do tomorrow. Then not doing tomorrow and don't think that you will do it day after tomorrow. That's a misunderstanding of my vote, okay? Okay, then after going to the listening the Dharma, if you become the more lazy, then it's not good. Okay, now I will stop here, okay? Thank you.